This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to Prime Time and SOB Edition. Rop is out in the All-American City of Salina, Kansas. He will be back on Tuesday when our show resumes. No show Monday, and that'll get us to Tuesday. So
that would get us to Tuesday, indeed. Yes.
So, and then after that is Wednesday, and I don't know if you knew this, but then Thursday followed by Friday. So just a rundown for those out there who weren't aware. We were talking a little bit of quarterback and potential quarterback carousels. I did see one analyst for ESPN took a shot at guessing where all the quarterbacks who could be on the move might be going.
And there's six open jobs that need to be resolved. And then there's a handful of other places like Pittsburgh, for instance.
Sure.
You know, that are kind of up in the air, or like New Orleans, right? Is Derek Carr the long-term answer? But there are actually some open jobs.
So I'm glad you brought up Pittsburgh, because that was the other name I saw brought up for Rodgers, except that I cannot see a world in which he and Tomlin exist any better than he and Saleh did.
I mean, I suppose, Mike Tomlin certainly is used to putting up with malcontents, right? And you look from Antonio Brown to Le'Veon Bell, and I ask the question, if you're Pittsburgh, which has been band-aiding this quarterback thing for really since Roethlisberger left, a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers coming off an Achilles tear, what is that even a band-aid? And I know the numbers weren't horrific in New York, but they're the most hollow numbers that you'll ever see. I don't know. And that's an offense, by the way, that isn't very dynamic and doesn't really have a lot of weapons, and the run game wasn't that good last year.
So you need your quarterback to be dynamic, and he's not.
That's my thing. I would honestly rather just roll the dice with Justin Fields. Yeah. At least he can move around a little bit. So I'm going to take an offense, and I'm putting a guy that really can't move anymore behind it, that wants to have precision and that needs to play in all this structure, and I'm putting him in Pittsburgh. I guess if Pittsburgh really thinks they're Aaron Rodgers away from winning a Super Bowl, I just think if you're Pittsburgh, you've got to find a better way to address it than that. But I suppose you can make an argument that that would be the other one.
So this is just one guy's list, but I'm going to throw the rest at you, and you can just tell me whether you can see it or not. But so Rodgers to the Steelers is one. He had Russell Wilson to the Raiders.
Sure. I mean, again, if Russell Wilson is a little bit younger and you could see him as a bridge guy, because clearly Tom Brady and company need to find a long-term answer there at quarterback. That long-term answer isn't Russ, but there's no one they have in the building. And at least Russ is going to come with less of what Aaron Rodgers brings, and he doesn't have a torn Achilles. And, there's a level of professionalism there. I could see that being a bridge.
Kirk Cousins, Browns?
I mean, is Atlanta willing to move on from him and eat $65 million?
I mean, he didn't look very good at the end of the year. It felt like it should have been Penix's team anyways.
It will be Penix's team.
But it does cost you a lot to let him walk or to send him off.
Why do people want old, beat-up quarterbacks? That just goes to show you how few options there are.
That's exactly right.
That Kirk Cousins, Kirk Cousins came out, and I guess it pissed the Falcons off. He said that he was dealing with rib and shoulder injuries, that they weren't. You have to put that stuff on the practice report.
Yeah.
Apparently they did not, so I guess there's some bad blood there. But, again, Cleveland. If you're Stefanski, that's, oh my God, I think I'm going to get fired, and I'm trying to find something. So again, for a team that's desperate, sure, why not? I could see that if Atlanta is just willing to just eat $65 million and just move on.
Feels like Stafford to the Giants is getting some traction.
Yeah, but again, that may be the dumbest of all of these. Stafford did confirm that he's going to come back and play next year.
Mm-hmm.
So Matthew Stafford, who is, what, 37? Why would Matthew Stafford want to go and get his teeth kicked in with the Giants?
Great question.
We have got to start thinking more intelligently about when we talk about these things.
Like, why is that a better place to be than you are right now in LA?
Well, it's the worst place to be. The only thing would be, you know, does LA not want to pay him, right? Okay, the Giants willing to pay you? So you're willing to take an extra $6 million a year to go play in New York and do what? This is the Saquon Barkley thing where people want to give the Giants crap about not paying Saquon Barkley.
Totally what was he going to do for that team?
Saquon Barkley would do nothing for the Giants. And when I tell you that Matthew Stafford will do nothing for the Giants, he will do nothing for the Giants.
Yep.
He won't last the season. So, you know, this idea that Matthew Stafford needs to go anywhere else, if Matthew Stafford is going somewhere, like Matthew Stafford to Minnesota, that makes sense. Matthew Stafford, if you wanted to say that with Cleveland, again, makes sense. It's a better roster. The Giants are a bad roster.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
It's a really bad
team. It's a bad roster.
Yeah.
That needs to be overhauled. And 37-year-old Matthew Stafford does not fix that. It's like Matthew Stafford to the Raiders. It's an absolute waste. It's a waste for the Raiders, and it's a waste for Matthew Stafford. You have to find proper fit. So the best fit is Matthew Stafford back with the Rams. Find a way to get it done, because Matthew Stafford and the Rams should have beat the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
If they block Jalen Carter, they beat the Eagles. There was a walk-in touchdown. I think it was, I think it was their tight end. But it was a walk-in touchdown. So if you're the Rams, find a way to get that done, because that, with that young defense, that's really good.
Yeah.
The only way, if you're the Rams and you move on from Matthew Stafford, is you can find a young quarterback.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But you can't take a team ready to win with this young core and then say, we're getting rid of Matthew Stafford, and then be like, we'll figure out our quarterback
situation. That's where this list says, you know, if Stafford is in fact moving on from the Rams, they said Darnold if Stafford goes from the Rams to the Giants, Darnold plugged in at the Rams.
That would be one. If you could work out some sort of deal and get a team friendly contract with Matthew Stafford, Sam Darnold. You get a Geno Smith,
Baker Mayfield style
deal where you just say like, dude, we are not going to give you $40 million, but we'll give you 26 and we'll guarantee you 3 years, and we're going to take that extra money and we're going to continue to build this really young team. Yes, that I could see. And then Minnesota gets their quarterback with Matthew Stafford that says, hey, we think we can win. We were a 13-14 win team. Matthew Stafford, when healthy and behind a good old line, is still as good as anyone in the NFL, not named, you know, Lamar Jackson or, you know, someone like that, Pat Mahomes.
The only thing is that it starts to get interesting. I mean, obviously, Minnesota was a good enough team this year with Darnold to be very much in the mix, but then
the wheels came off.
Well, they also start getting into the spot where, okay, you drafted a quarterback in the top 10, and now you go get another QB, and you're 2 years into this deal, and your quarterback hasn't played yet. And
then you go down the road of is it a big deal to sit for a year or two if you think we're ready
and
to
it
win
shouldn't,
and we're
not,
ready
not,
to win right now?
It doesn't necessarily have to be a big deal, but we've also seen teams get skittish and gun-shy and be like, well, now that we are in this window, like, we have to start making this work now.
And Minnesota may just say, screw it, we're just going with J.J. McCarthy come hell or high water, and this is who we drafted, and then...
And that's what the Niners were going to do with Trey Lance before he got hurt, and then Garoppolo got hurt, and they're like, oh, hey, this Purdy guy's not bad. But, but it was, you know what, we've committed this draft capital to this guy, so we just have to see how it goes.
And you just have to realize that each team is... Putting a player on a team doesn't mean the same thing. Every team has a different matrix when you plug in, especially I would say running back and quarterback.
Yeah.
Like putting in a left tackle, wherever you go, it's nice to have a left tackle and he's going to solidify you, right?
He's going to be important.
He's going to be important, D-line or whatever, but running back and quarterback, I would say maybe the two most dependent positions on fit and where they go. And fit matters no matter from the style of defense you play. And like if you're a team that plays zone coverage and you've got a man corner versus, you know, then that makes a difference. Or, you know, a guy that wants to play in more of a 3-4 outside linebacking role and then you move him to a 4-3 and he's more of a rush end. All of those things can play a role, but there's no bigger fit and what it can mean than quarterback, running back. See Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley stays with the Giants last year. He rushes for 1,100 yards. He has 10 touchdowns and gets hurt because he's getting beat on and he's just another dude. And you look at him, you're like, what? We're paying him $15 million to do what?
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey with the Carolina Panthers was Christian McCaffrey in San Francisco.
Right.
And Matthew Stafford is that. Matthew Stafford with the right team can win a Super Bowl.
He's worthless on the wrong team.
Well, look no further than when he was in Detroit. Matthew Stafford at the peak of his physical abilities in Detroit was worth 10 wins and maybe a wild card first round exit.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford with the Rams, Matthew Stafford was worth
a Super Bowl.
Matthew Stafford, even at this advanced age, was worth a playoff run with all their injuries and damn near knocked off. In fact, they gave Philadelphia their biggest stress in the entire playoff run. Old-ass Matthew Stafford and the Rams. Put Matthew Stafford on the Jacksonville Jaguars or put Matthew Stafford in Seattle Seahawks. You put Matthew Stafford behind Geno Smith's offensive line.
And
he's worthless.
Yeah.
He's worthless. They win 8 games, Stafford gets hurt, and nothing matters.
Yeah.
So it really, with these positions, quarterback and running back, you really do have to find situations that fit these guys.
We'll take a brief exit from sports because coming up, it is time for In the News. We obviously have some weather news for you. 100 car pileups, car fires, but also bird flu updates, elephant gender reveals making national television from our very own Portland Zoo. That's coming up in the news, but first, Ortner has Sports Center.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.